Welcome everyone to Pack Talks with VJCV. Today we have got Adam, a serial entrepreneur and now currently busy blending a lot of things. He's here to talk and take us through his journey with Milo Blender, the smart blending machine, and they are also coming up with coffee blenders soon and many more in the pipeline. Welcome, Adam. Let us hear what is in store and what's the story behind Milo.
Sure. Hello, everyone. So, yes, my name is Adam. We started Milo back in 2016. The product publicly first was announced in Kickstarter, which happened in 2017. It took us a while to deliver the product. It was the first attempt to create the product. The good thing is that once we delivered the first Milo to Kickstarter backers, everyone was really pleased with the quality and the general experience of using the product. So we had many great reviews, such as one of the guys from US mentioned that he had like over 200 products received from Kickstarter and Indiegogo platforms, and he believes that Milo became like top three product in terms of quality and experience. That is really kind of motivation to continue to developing products. And this is what we're actually doing right now. We are launching a new product that should happen really quickly, just in a few weeks, early September. So the first product was in terms of user experience, in terms of the design, in terms of the convenience. It was definitely really, really a groundbreaking product. You know, nothing compared to kitchen appliance. Probably this is why we've got 5-star reviews on Trustpilot platform. We've got many design awards. We have received last year innovation award from Amazon itself, which is like a huge thing for a small company. So all that made us actually think, okay, what else can we do? How else we can improve? And this is what we came with. This is a new platform for, well, now for blending, but eventually it will become a platform for all the rotation needed devices. So basically, as you can see, it's very slim, very light. The storage is it's really easy. To make it even more convenient, we came with an idea that inside of the hole we have a like magnetic hook. So basically you hang it on the wall and the same hook is acting as a charger. So you don't need to think, okay, have I charged my blender or not. You just put it into the place and it's charging at that time. So trying to improve on every little bit to make it even more convenient. So this is the base. The cup didn't change much, so it's pretty much the same blending vessel here. So it connects to the bottom just like that. The biggest difference between two products is that in the first one we had an actual motor, spinning motor that had a magnetic coupling. Okay, so it was significantly quiet comparing to other products, but we still had this rotation going on, and which required a cooling and ventilation for the motor, so you could still hear that the motor going on. In this device, we actually have no motor inside of the blender base, so basically no vibration from the base, no noise coming. We just generate magnetic field that spins the permanent magnets inside of the blending lid. The difference is that those magnets and that rotation is actually closed, and just a tiny bit of noise sound actually coming from there, because you know it's all sealed, all packed, and nothing is coming outside. So we can actually demonstrate it to you what it is. Let's give it a few seconds to start. What it is to spin it empty, where it's just the motor spinning at 12,000 RPM. What's the sound? Okay. So this is the first speed. That's the second one. force. And now we're going to spin it at 12,000 RPM full speed.
Oh, very interesting one. Yeah.
It's really redesigned. So the only sound and noise you have, it really depends what you put inside. If you're blending banana, then you know, there's little noise coming. Of course, if you put some ice for a little bit of time, you have a noise coming from crushing the ice or nuts or whatever. The other interesting thing that in terms of this safety, at any time I can actually disconnect it just like that and nothing happens. Nothing. They're just two separate parts. So even though blenders are not such appliance to use for children, but this one, you know, you can give it and be confident that nothing will happen, and even children can use it. So yeah, to sum up, we're kind of pushing the barriers of new generation kitchen appliances, starting with the blending vessel on top. The next one is coffee grinder that we're developing. Then there will be juicer, then there will be chopper, anything that you use in your kitchen. Eventually, what we want to take this technology and actually implement it inside of the kitchen table. So basically, this part disappears, and all you have is just containers that you put on top. And once you combine this with induction, a new type of cooking is happening then. Basically, you have a place where the pot is actually cooking and mixing at the time, and then because we're able to determine change of food consistency, actually it can cook for you. Just, you know, decide what temperature, what speed to use, when is actually the food is ready. So that's the future that we are heading to. Of course, again, limited resources, we need to choose and prioritize what we do first. So we start with the consumer electronics that people can actually order, get home, and then eventually we hopefully we'll get to that point where we will developing products for other companies and just plug and play solutions that companies will use in their appliances with magnetic air drive.
Adam, to take a little step back and to talk about from where you're coming, the country, you are from the capital city of Lithuania, a small country, but doing amazing things. Take us through that in terms of how it is to come into the big stage and delivering a very innovative smart kitchen product sitting in a city like Vilnius. So it should be amazing. The feeling must be great. So take us through that.
My personal background, I before that, I was doing more traditional kind of entrepreneurship, like interior design and that kind of businesses before, and then at some point I started looking for an idea that can actually scale globally, something that, you know, something that can actually be created here in a small country as Lithuania, and then scaled like for the whole world. And one of the ideas that came to my mind is actually create the best blender to solve the problem of having a noisy blender at home and doing sports and drinking smoothies and sports shakes in the morning. So at that point, it looked like, oh, okay, that could be a nice hobby. And then the hobby actually became day and night activity, and nothing else is possible actually at this stage. Like it's all about this business. Yeah, so I'm really enjoying creating a product, even though my education is more into the marketing and business development. Now I kind of get a good understanding of what it's like to create a technological product and actually launch it on a global scale.
Superb, Adam. Can you take us through the specifications of the product that you have in terms of, from a layman's point of view, do I need to keep charging after every blending, or does it? Is it like a mobile charge wherein the charging would be there, and I can use it for multiple times? So how does that happen, and how fast does the charging happens, and all those things?
Sure. So the core technology in the base is a magnetic air drive. So basically, it's a part of a motor stator that generates a magnetic field. That's the core technology that we are using. Then we have batteries. Basically, those batteries convert to the electricity to magnetic field within the stator. And of course, we have a main PCB that controls the stator, what becomes a motor once you connect a blending lid on top. So controls are very simple. So you can control like speed, basically selecting which speed do you want to use. Or you can actually set up, you can use one of three presets. So those can be changed on the phone. So, for example, you want to have a special mode for crushing guys, and you know, so that's some way how to do it better. So basically, you save and assign it to your base. Or another preset could be that you really, really want to keep it silent, like maybe blending a little bit longer but at lower speeds. Then you assign a button for that, and I don't know, your favorite green smoothie that you want to blend not until then, but stay somewhere in the middle, so we have some parts left to digest, which is good for health. So those are three ways to control it. What else is unique is actually that we are able to recognize change of smoothie consistency when it's blending. So basically, you can set up level of consistency you want to get to. So an example could be how you want your meat, like rare, medium rare, or well done. I don't know. I do not have words for smoothie yet, but probably they will come as well. So you just set up the way how you want it to blend, and the blender will do it for you, and it will just stop at the right point at the right time, and you get that. So it's a kind of learning for both for the user and the technology. If you get it right, then you just assign it. Okay, that's my best blended smoothie. If you don't want to silky smooth, but somewhere in the between. So those are the ways how to control it. Charging, again, as I said, it will be hanged on the wall. Charger connected to the magnetic hook. So if you put it, it will charge it until the full and it will stop. If you want to take it with you, yes, you can take the charger with you and charge it where we're using it. So it should take about a couple of hours to get to the full charge. Again, depending on the charger you use, we might have a couple of options to speed up the process. With the battery capacity that we're currently using, so we're talking about 10 smoothies, which is a good number of smoothies. If you, let's say, you're doing a smoothie every day, so you're good for the whole week if you want to take it with you. Talking about the cup, so we have about half a liter for the smoothie or whatever you're blending. We have a smart lid that is actually, when you put it on the top of the base, it recognizes the actual lid. So a user can be assigned to a lid. Let's say you're sharing the base in the office, and a couple of blending leads. I don't know. Maybe everyone has its own blending lead just for hygiene, and it will recognize. Okay, now it's Adam is using the blender. What are his presets? And it will just basically default to those custom settings, and also record that. Okay, I did a smoothie, and if I am tracking how many smoothies I'm blending, then it just goes there. So the last bit is a mobile application. No, it's not remote control. I think that would be way too much. You don't need a remote control for a blender. Recipes, creating recipes, the way how the smoothie is blended and sharing it with other people. So basically, it's a different kind of recipe. It's not only what you recommend to put in, right? But it's actually how you want to blend it to get the same result. So, okay, you put bananas, spinach, nuts, but then how do you blend it? Do you want to leave some parts there? So this is an extra bit that no other blender have it at this moment, and we are able to provide that. And also mobile app is for updating the newest firmware. So because we're using touch screen and no physical buttons, those dots can become anything. We create a new feature, or I don't know, our user suggests, let's do this and that, and we implement that. So we release the newest version, and let's say you bought it 1 year ago, and you get the newest firmware, and you get like all the best features. Very similar to using a mobile phone or computer. So it's constantly upgrading, even though you have the same hardware. That's pretty much about a simple awesome. Blender.
Awesome, Adam. It's definitely indeed a smart blender. What I could understand is that all the updates will happen over the air. The features can get upgraded whenever you come up with a new version of that. So you spoke about the leader recognizing the person, the user, and then making the adjustments accordingly. And also you were talking about the consistency of the smoothie, the thickness and other things. So does the equipment inside has a sensor to sense that? How does the mobile app understand that it has reached a certain consistency, or is it depending upon the time at for which it has been used at some certain speed? How does that happen? Yeah.
So basically all this is happening inside of the blender, and due to the nature of this solution where we're using where we have direct connection between the motor and the blending vessel. Basically, when you're blending, in the beginning you're using a lot of energy because those are the hard ingredients, and then you're getting to use less and less energy because it's becoming soft. At some point, there's no difference between energy consumption. So now we understand, okay, nothing is happening anymore. So it's blended to its maximum, and there's no point of blending. So this is the way, just in simple way to understand. It's a little bit more complicated, just by sensing the change of the energy consumption, we're able to detect where we are at a certain point. And of course, this can then be communicated to a mobile device just to show it.
Great. And can this be used for blending hot product? Say if you saute something and you want to blend it, can I do that? Or is there a temperature constraint in this?
Basically, with all the blenders that blending like in the personal cup or on the go cup, the thing is that the blending is happening in the sealed condition, which is good because you are not getting any extra oxygen, and which is it stops the oxidizing process and prevents losing nutrition. The downside of it is actually that when you're spinning in the sealed environment, is actually you create a little bit of pressure. So if you're blending cold ingredients, the pressure is minimum. But once you put hotter ingredients, then the pressure becomes too much, and it's just inconvenient because when you open the vessel, you have a little bit of explosion, which is not convenient. So the answer to your question is no. So we went to that direction. We want to use a closed cup due to the reason to use the same vessel where you blend. You're actually drinking from the same cup. We have a drinking lid that can be used here. If it's more about making a soup, I think you would use a bigger blender and then just share it with your family. And this one is really a personal cup that you do a smoothie for yourself, but you can share the same base within the family, within the team in your office, where everyone has its own cup and you're just sharing the same base.
Is this product sold across countries? Is there any constraint in terms of sending it to any country? And is it available? How do they order it, and what are the price points for this?
So the price point, our current version of the blender is we are selling at the $299 99. So definitely it's upper part of market, premium product, and we will continue at that level. It's not that we are kind of greedy and we want to have a big profit. It's just that technology costs quite a bit. The motor itself, the batteries, electronics, it costs quite a bit comparing just to a simple blender where you just put electricity and then there's a cheap motor inside and everything happens. So so yes, the price point will be $299. We are launching this product beginning of September, and for those people who actually are willing to kind of support the project, be the first ones to get it, we have a very, very special offer with a 40% discount. Basically, you back the project on the Kickstarter platform, you will be the first one to use it. Of course, you will have to wait a certain time until you get it.
Great. So for $180, the initial set of people would be, the users would be getting this product at around $180, which sounds nice. One thing as a user, he finds irritating when he uses blenders for smoothies or anything is that the task of cleaning the vessel. So is it convenient, or does food particles get stuck to any of the corners, or how it is?
You are very right. I mean, there are three steps. It's preparation, actual blending, and then cleaning after. So if we're talking about a regular big blender, then this third part of cleaning after, it's a nightmare, okay? You have your nice cup of smoothie, and then you have a whole blender glass cup, and, it's just something that people actually thinking, okay, maybe next time. So yes, we thought everything possible to make it more convenient. So basically, you're using the same cup, so you don't need to wash anything extra. Once you finish, you push it to the dishwasher. Done. The blending lid, the geometry of the blending lid is just, it's all accessible from all the angles. If you're actually washing it straight away after the blending, it's just rinsing it for a few seconds under the water and it's clean. If not, you can put it again into the dishwasher machine and it will be clean as well.
You launched it in the Kickstarter in 2017, so almost now 5 years. So how many users and in how many countries has the product reached so far in the last, the product would have been rolled out after the Kickstarter, maybe after a couple of years and all. So till now, how many users and in how many countries?
We have more than 1,000 units are used right now. So the production didn't scale production yet for the first blender. This is due to all the semiconductors crisis that started last year. So also this was also one of the reasons why we had to kind of evolve to a new product and that we use new components available on the market. So we literally just launched the product and then faced this crisis. But the good thing is that I think we ended up with a even more advanced product that hopefully this one will be scaled properly and all across the world with much, much, much higher numbers. In terms of the geography, all across the world, Japan, China, US, Canada, Australia, all Europe, everywhere.
Great, Adam. And I hope the product reach to higher numbers as early as possible. I am particularly interested about the coffee blender. By when are you planning to launch it? And does that have similar features or any additional features that you will have in the coffee blender?
So for coffee grinder, the prototype that we're working right now, so it's basically it's a conical coffee grinder, and what is special about it is that actually coffee is grounded and drops straight under the conical burns. So basically, there's no coffee left in the conical burns, and every time you grind your coffee, every time you get the precious coffee, not part of the coffee that was left from the last time. So I think that people who are into specialty coffee and appreciate a good taste of great coffee, fresh coffee, they really will love this new accessory that will be compatible with the same base. So people who will buy the base first, then they will just get an accessory for using it with grinding a fresh coffee every morning.
Adam, after talking to you for the last half an hour and looking at the ideas that you have, do you have in future any plans of coming out with an island table or a dining table which will have automatic magnets and you just keep the devices on top of that and people can start mixing things and just pour it and have their food right away on the table?
That's our vision. We want to have this technology integrated in all the kitchens. And the biggest advantage is that it's really sustainable way of producing appliances. So we're talking not about reusing or recycling. We're actually talking about producing way less appliances to do the same job. So basically, one drive in your kitchen, and you get all the functions that previously required, up to seven different devices, each with a separate motor, each with a separate electronics, and some of them with batteries. And so, so that's our vision. And this is something that's really important to us. And we see that this technology is actually able to take us to this point.
Awesome, Adam. So it was great talking to you, Adam. And so we were listening to Adam, who has come out with a solution with a product called Milo, which can help you with the morning sports smoothie to the evening cocktail or mocktail mixer. It's up to you in terms of how you want to use it, and very convenient in terms of charging. The major concern everyone has when they use a blender is that the whole house comes to knows about that. So now with this, the sound is almost 90% nullified, and it looks to be a great product. So it was great talking to you, Adam, and all the best for the upcoming launches. And I hope to see an electronic island table or a dining table with all the Milo products on that. And it will be really an amazing smart kitchen if that can come up in the near future.
Thank you so much.